The top of the news this Monday evening, the death toll from massive floods in northwestern Pakistan has risen to 1,100 as rescue workers continue to struggle to save more than 27,000 people still trapped by the raging water. Over 1 million people have been affected by the deluge, while the threat of disease looms as some evacuees in the northwest arrived in relief camps with fever, diarrhea, and skin problems. The spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross on Pakistan, Michael O'Brien, told us more about the impact of the flooding.
Damage has included collapsing houses, and in a number of places, in fact, entire villages have been washed away by walls of flood water that occurred without warning. Obviously, roads and bridges have been damaged, and while the infrastructure in a lot of rural areas was quite degraded to start with, it has been severely damaged by the flood water. Probably one of the most troubling things and potentially long-term problems is that in rural areas, the water supply is usually from wells. So floods bring a quite distinct set of problems. The difficulty with something like the floods that have been experienced in Pakistan over the last week are that water supplies have been contaminated, whole villages and people's possessions have entirely been washed away. So instead of just providing people with food, they also need to be provided in many cases with the means to cook it, plus shelter and other household items like blankets. Another long-term impact is that crops have either been severely inundated or they've been washed away altogether. And at this point in the growing season, for people whose livelihood is based on subsistence agriculture, that means that there will be a long-term liability to try to get them back on their feet once the floodwaters subside and winter approaches.